So what has this been like for you?
It's kind of a, you know, it's a first, you know, in terms of, you know, losing so many guys and having to come in and incorporate new guys and get them ready. But I think a lot of it, you know, when I look at what I did in St. Louis when I had a bunch of rookies, you know, that you had to get ready to play, I'm just really just going off that experience, you know, and dealing with these guys that I have now. But they've been doing a good job.
Is it a bunch of long early mornings and late nights trying to get a bunch of young guys up to speed? Or?
Well, obviously when Niles was here, you know, that was a situation where, you know, you had to spend a lot of extra time just in getting him right and ready, you know, just, you know, because he came in the door and it was, you know, basically time to go. And then even the same thing with Don, you know, just getting him ready and spending a little extra time with him.
Ben, what was Starks able to do for you today, and what did you see from him?
Well, you know, he went through an individual, did some things with that. He wanted to do more, and I kind of held him back, you know, out of some of the drills that we did. Obviously, he didn't do anything in terms of reps, team reps. But, you know, he's feeling pretty good. He moved around pretty good, but we're just being real slow with him, particularly for this week.
Using Montgomery in the backfield and Cobb, you know, those were two options that we had seen in the past. The number of carries that Rip has gotten, you know, is probably more than what he got all 4 years in college. Was part of that him just saying, hey, can I have a chance? Or was that all the coaches saying, we're going to hand it to Rip this week?
Well, it's probably more of, you know, just looking at our situation and, you know, understanding who we had in the backfield and who we didn't have, that, you know, just having the luxury of him understanding what the H does in our offense and still wanting to be able to run those plays. So it kind of evolved into, you know, him getting more carries. It wasn't as much as him coming to us as more of us making a decision. You know, here's a guy that we could use to not only be a blocker for us, but carry the ball.
You know, to Michael's point, I think he had 6 carries in his career at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So how do you know as a coach that he's worth giving this kid a shot to see what he can do with the ball? How does that
happen? Well, sometimes it depends on, like, some of the things that you're asking him to do, you know. I mean, we're not, you know, asking him to run outside zone or, you know, something that we think may be unfair to, you know, his ability. He could do it if we wanted him to, and probably would do a great job at it. But I think with the plays that we were running with him are more suited, you know, to his ability level. And, you know, that's why he was, I mean, I think he averaged like 5.7 yards a carry with that. So a lot of it comes down to what you ask him to do.
With the way he's able to keep his legs turning and move the pile, and as many guys start to pile on, does that ever worry you at all, whether it's ball security or injury, just because there's so many guys on top of him?
Well, question, because as we know, like with defensive players, the first guy comes in and secures the tackle, and then the next guy is coming in to try to get the ball out. And that's one of the things that all of our ball carriers know and understand, not just running backs, but receivers, tight ends. But then if you also, a lot of times when you watch a lot of those plays, I mean, you always see coming to the rescue is our offensive line. So they're going to make sure that a ball carrier isn't in jeopardy from that standpoint. So I don't worry about it as much in terms of, like, if he was trying to fight for all those yards and he was all by himself, I mean, obviously there's some concern, you know, because that's a lot of weight on top of you. But then when you see those offensive linemen, you know, coming in and running in there, you feel like they have his back. So he'll be fine.
Maybe it'll change when everyone's healthy, but is Ty at this point, is he a full-time running back? I mean, is he with you?
He's pretty much spends a lot of time with me in my meeting room. I mean, the thing that helps is he's got a great grasp of what to do as a receiver, whereas the running back position is obviously a little new for him in terms of this offense. But he did it in high school, did some of it in Stanford. So we do spend a lot of time together. And I think when a guy of his abilities, when you can blend both at a pretty good level, it makes you a pretty good weapon to have.
With Devontae getting a chance out of the backfield this past week, do you have to take him aside and teach him anything there, or is that something?
No, if you, because even if you look at, you know, some of the things that he was doing, I mean, a lot of that was things that you would do with receivers, you know. So we haven't asked him to carry the ball yet.
So you're working with Ty on pass protection. I mean, obviously he's been doing it for a few weeks for you, but a bunch of it today. How is he?
I'll tell you what. I mean, I don't know if he – I think he had was it Detroit? I think it was Detroit. He had an opportunity where he where a guy came on the blitz, and, you know, he's, you know, stuck his face. And the one thing about him is he's fearless when it comes to that. And it's something that, obviously, that he's going to have to do. I mean, because if not, every time he's in the backfield, you're going to be thinking, oh, this guy's just going to free release, you know. So, and, you know, that's not the case. And I feel pretty good about it because – part of being a good pass protector is having courage, and that's one of the things that he has. And so we'll continue to work with this technique from that standpoint.
What was the process like with Don? Because, I mean, you obviously had him here with the summer. He's not here for camp. When he came back with you guys, what was that like in terms of trying to get him back up to speed? And what were those 7 weeks like before he got on the roster?
Well, you know, the one thing about him is, you know, for a guy that's a rookie, he really goes about his business as a professional. Meaning that, you know, he sits in the front, he takes a lot of notes, he asks a lot of questions. I was kind of surprised by his recall, you know, of the things that we do in this offense from OTA, stuff that he learned during that OTA. And, you know, so that made the transition a little bit smoother because he was familiar with a lot of the things that we did. So really it was more about, you know, just getting him caught up to some of the new concepts, you know, that we had in, and then just reacquainting him with things that we had done, that we had done in the past. So, I mean, the guy still had some of his notes, you know, so that was good.
Now that he's on IR, what's a typical day like for Eddie, and how much contact, if any, do you guys have with him on a daily basis now?
Pretty much every day. I mean, he's at the, you know, the team meeting. He was in opposition meeting today. So for him, you know, he's keeping himself, you know, involved, you know, although he's on our IR, you know, he's here, you know, every day. We have a team meeting, you know, he's expected to be there, you know, unless he's doing something different with a rehab. I mean, he'll be around the building, staying in contact with him. I think it's good just to keep him involved with what we're doing.
You himself is out for the season?
I think with him, you know, he knows that it's a long stretch for him. I mean, who knows what can happen, you know. We do well enough, we get into the playoffs, we start making a run, you know, and if he's physically able, I mean, who knows? I guess it all depends on how his rehab goes.